really good to hear. Say amen, because heaven's going to be cool. Hell is hot. So, you know, I'm excited to have fellowship with you and your brother. You guys are awesome. And I have to say something. I'm not the best, you know, housekeeper, and my wife, she's probably saying amen, I can vouch for that, you know. She's out there somewhere saying, oh yeah, my husband could do better at that. But when you all came in, and this was a retro, you had to come in and you had to work with our little very narrow attic and run some new lines, and you know, you had some challenges here, and there was a lot of dust and such forth that could have been created. But when you left, even the floor was spick and span. I mean, I can't say enough about how pleased we are with your service here. In fact, I'll just say this. We at WCNO know that when you worked in our facilities and brought air to us, we knew that you were doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. And that was awesome.
Amen. Amen.
That was awesome.
That's always our heart attitude. That's always my goal. Every time I walk into somebody's house or wherever that I am, and my desire is to please God. When the word tell us, do it as unto God. You know, even the customer may not watching you, but I know God is.
Amen. 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 Well, I love that that, you know, that we have a relationship with you and with other godly people, so that our listeners can be a blessing to the kingdom, and service providers like yourself can be a blessing to the family in the kingdom as well. So anything else on your heart that you'd like to share with our family? You've shared such a powerful word already.
Hey, I just want to encourage the listeners, you know, that God is faithful. Whatever God is putting in your heart, you know, just relent it, give it to God. You know, if God is calling you to step out, sometimes we fear of stepping out, you know, but if God is calling you, he's not going to let you down. You know, don't wait for the last minute. You know, I've been listening. The windows of heaven is open.
Amen.
You know, it's time for you to come in, you know.
Praise
just
God.
Like the man, you know, the storyteller, just like the man who sat by the pool of Bethesda and wanted somebody to push him in the water. The water is trouble. Jump in.
Praise
now.
Praise God.
Okay, let's get this prayer and shares wrapped up. Send your money. And I know, and I'm not, I don't think, I know God will bless you.
Amen.
Just plant the seed right now. Anybody that's listening, you know, that you haven't given yet, or if you already give, just listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
You know, you're not listening to my voice. You listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
And go ahead and call it in. We know the number. Call it in, dial it in. Let's get this thing wrapped up. And so we start listening to the regular program.
Amen. And Jackie, you remember Jim Higgins Sr. when he would say, trust God with your business.
Yes.
Trust God with your business.
And that's the first time when I heard that. I was at a job, actually, when Jim Higgins was giving his testimony. And he said, trust God with your business.
Hmm.
Trust God with your business. And I said, me and my brother, we were listening. We were sitting in our truck. And he said, man, you gotta get a spot in there. And I said, yeah, I do.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah, yes, I remember that. He was saying that.
Yeah, I mean, Jim talked about the day when he and his wife, they took in their $7, you know, and that was, you know, their tithe, and that was all that they had to give, you know, when they were going into church or whatever. And he said, we didn't start giving $10,000, you know, we started taking in our $7. And so that's something God has really put on our hearts. And David's in the studio with me, Jackie. I know you met all of our crew here. And, you know, that's what we've been encouraging, David, right? The mighty might.
Absolutely.
If it's $7, bring your $7. If it's $700,
right,
bring your $700 or $70 or whatever. Whatever. It's not about the amount. It's about having a heart that wants to sow seed and be a part of the kingdom work. So, hey, listen, Jackie, why don't you lead us in prayer, praying over our family before we get off air together.
Amen, amen. I would love to do that. Heavenly Father, you are so faithful, even when we are not. You know, when we are in your presence to speak to you, we are just in awe because, you know, word cannot come to our lips to say thank you and how grateful we are. You love us more than we love ourselves. This afternoon, I don't know who's listening. I don't know if somebody's listening, they just want a word from you. Maybe they're down and out, and the enemy has them trapped. But your word tells us that you will lift up a standard. I pray for that one individual right now, amen, or maybe many, who is that? Even as we look to Fort Myers, Father, and we see people with all the struggles, and they have lost everything. Father, we lift them before you this morning here, Father, that you will, you know, you say you would not leave us comfortless, that you will go and comfort those who need comfort. You bless those who need blessing, Father. Then I pray for the team and WCN, oh Lord, that you will, your hand is on them for good. And you will see that is accomplished. I pray that you'll give them, you give them strength, the whole team right now, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Those who listen, that will you, their heart will be stirring out, even now, to call in and give what you have already placed into their heart. They will not wait for the last minute. They will not wait until Friday. They will call right now. We don't need, we all desire that to see you at work, whatever that is, to see your hand at work. And when we turn around, we will say, this was God. God was in the midst. God was with us.
Yes.
So this afternoon, I just pray, Jesus, that you will rise up your servant, your mighty men of valor, even right now, your queens and your kings, to call in and get this thing done. And we pray this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And your brother as well?
Yep, my brother as well.
Okay. Yes, listen, consider yourself loved and hugged and not mugged, but loved. Blessings, guys. Stay safe out there. And while you're keeping everybody cool, I know that the grace of God is upon you. Thanks again.
Amen. Amen. Same to you.
Blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Man, that was like a testimony and a half right there. That was rich with grace, obviously. But
wow.
This is, you know, I hear people like Jackie share their testimony. It reminds me of how we talk about we serve a rich God.
Yes.
And his richness, it comes to us in all forms.
Sure does. Surely does. Yeah.
But I always love the story, too, of how the shift in one's life in order to be positioned,
yes,
to serve God does, yeah, not often come in a way we would have liked.
Yeah.
Like he got fired. Okay? That is not, I don't wake up in the day and say, I'd love to get fired.
Love today. To get fired.
But it's part of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So yes, he probably had a moment of, not despair, not knowing Jackie, but he was kind of rocked a little bit. But then he remembered what God had already given him through, yeah, those friends, and it started him on a great business career.
He had to be fired.
Yeah, yeah.
From his past to be able to be fired up for his future.
Amen.
God had to deliver him from where he had been so he could be free to go where God wanted to take him. And what a powerful testimony. I hope that the Higgins are listening today to just hear how strong that witness,
yes,
has been. And here's a businessman really motivated and moved by God by another businessman and his, mm-hmm, story. And being able to, we talk about the Higgins family, and we're going to be talking with them some more probably tomorrow. I think tomorrow we're going to be talking with the Higgins family again. But we talk about how God faithfully guided them over these years. And now we see generations. We talk about the blessings. And I want to make sure we have that song number up tomorrow, Karen, when we have them here. But it's not just their family. And this morning we were reading, you know, out of Genesis about Isaac, where the blessing was not just for Isaac. It was so that all the nations could be blessed through him. And here we hear a testimony where God is ministering, encouraging, and giving guidance and stirring up faith in another gentleman in his business through Jim Higgins sharing. Yes. And that story is still very much alive, and the touch of God's anointed favor is very much alive. I just couldn't say enough the first day we had Jim Higgins Sr. on the phone, and he started sharing Christ and praying over our listeners, and just hearing the desire that he had for people to experience God like he did. You know, because Amen. There's plenty to give around. Karen, give the phone numbers out. That was a great conversation with Jackie, and we're going to have to get their spots redone because the name of their business has now changed.
Amen. And what an amazing testimony that was. I enjoyed listening to him.
That's amazing.
So that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
You know, when we were looking around to just seek the mind of God on who we were going to have come and replace our AC units, I checked, you know, I was checking Better Business Bureau, and I was checking, you know, all the backgrounds just to find out what I could about Jackie and about their business and about what people were saying. And because, you know, we only met them through the air. I mean, we're talking with them calling into the station, and you know, I'm going to be making a presentation to the president of our organization, you know, and making a recommendation who we go with. And I was just so blessed by every report I saw. Everyone was positive. And even though we had never personally, as a ministry, done business with them, I was confident that God had brought us together. And it's a beautiful alliance, and I look to see what God's going to do in the days ahead. Once again, the phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. $9,073 remaining in matching funds. And the Snook Fisherman brought us in a tremendous matching fund, $10,000, started the morning. We still have a long ways to go, and we are going to need some significant donations, and we're going to need a lot of donations in order to fully match this today. And we are trusting God that we will fully match it, because we definitely want to be partners with the Snook Fishermen, and we want this ministry to continue and continue strong. Again, 772, be partners with the Snook Fishermen, and we can get Brother Lambert, Dr. Lambert, on air during these days. Maybe on Thursday we could do that, and just let him share a little bit of his God story. And I have I've enjoyed hearing his program, and I'm so glad that God is bringing to us men and women of God to be on air with us. All right, we're going to go to a song. It's entitled "I Will Follow." One more time, Karen, give the numbers.
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
I will follow.
My worship is for you alone, the faithful one. You never forsake me. My trust is in you alone. You're the God of Abraham. You go before me. Whatever you speak is settled. The God of victory, the one who sends me. Wherever I go, you're with me. Wherever you lead me, I will follow.
All right, Karen, we're just continuing to move along through the day and sort of just thanking God for Jackie and the testimony he just shared with us. That was tremendous.
Yes, amazing.
His prayer.
Amazing.
Time of prayer. It's tremendous.
And, you know, because you were talking about when they were here. You know, because I'm always kind of looking at that, messy contractors and stuff, but not Jackie.
No.
I mean, they were like in and out the
it
back door, in and out the front door. They were just, you know, passing by, but, you know, you just, they just kept their workspace so clean, which is just really a testament to, you know, his great work ethic.
They came in, they started on the job, and, you know, there were some issues because of the other units and, you know, lines that had to be replaced and different things. Very difficult because we have a very, very low truss system here.
It's not even a foot, is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I haven't actually sucked my head up into it. But it's not much. It is not much.
No room to work up there.
No, but they, so they actually had to kind of work their way through that attic. And, well, we've said it already. They did an excellent job.
Yes,
they just did an excellent job. And we thank God for that. Phone lines are open. And we are looking for your call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And this is Tuesday, and we're believing God for a tremendous Tuesday. We are looking to fully match up this gift from the Snook Fisherman, $10,000. That is going to bring us a tremendous giant step closer to where we need to be with our operational budget. No donation is too small, and we encourage you to make the call. No donation is too small. Make the call. And Karen has the number.
I do, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
All right, and I'm thinking that I did not even enter into the computer yet because those numbers look the same. We do have a donation that's moved us much closer here. It was a $52 covering 1 hour of listener support. Just $52 will do that. And wanting to thank, is it Tara? I think Tara for that. Yep, we'll get that out. Let's give the number again, Karen. Someone may have said, well, I just didn't get to the phone quickly enough.
That's 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. If you'd like to text a donation, you can text WCNO to 24365, or you could go to the website, WCNO.com, and make a donation there as well.
And Tara is a first-time giver as well, so
yes.
Thank you very much for that. We did mention that we have voters' guides that are here at the radio station that you're welcome to stop by and pick up. You can pick them up either for yourself, or you can pick some up for your church if you need 200-300 or whatever you might need. You can do that. And, of course, you can also, if you are west of Stewart, or it's more convenient to go by Revive Church. I think I have a little sticker here. Yes, Revive Church, 8851 Southwest Old Kansas Avenue, Stewart, Florida. I don't know why I always want to say Canvas, but it's Kansas Avenue, Stewart, Florida, 34997, or info at reviveusnow.com. And voters' guides are available. If you come by the radio station, we also have compliments, I believe, of Brenda McMenamin.
Yes.
That's another new program, Constitutional. What is that called? Not Constitutional.
Constitutional Moments. Conversations.
Conversations. Constitutional Conversations. Another great little spot that we have on air. But this is a pocket constitution, and we have just a few of these, not a lot. Don't have enough to give to a crowd, but if you stop by and you want one, the pocket constitution, we have them right here. No charge for that. And continue listening. Make that call, 772-221-1100. 1100. And we're going to go to this next song, Jesus is Calling.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home.